Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show, and it is a pleasure to welcome to the program, for the first time in this capacity, Jason Simmons, who is the new chairman of the North Carolina GOP. He's an experienced campaign operative. He's worked on a bunch of presidential campaigns, including as the state director for the North Carolina for the Donald J. Trump campaign. He's also an all-around good man who has served his country honorably, and we certainly appreciate him spending time with us here today. Jason, congratulations, and it's great to have you on the program.
Brent, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to join you today, but really want to first and foremost just give our condolences to the entire WBT family, especially to Bo Thompson. It was heartbreaking to hear of the loss and the NCGOP and our entire family praying for him and all those that are mourning this really sad loss, and hoping that all will be able to find peace during this difficult time. So, again, thank you for being able to join you, but sad to hear of the loss.
Absolutely. It is an incredibly difficult time for him and his family, and we are lifting him up in love. And boy, the outpouring of support is just, it's so inspirational to see. And we thank so much for your condolences and your good wishes to his family as well. As we look towards what we're seeing coming down the road here, this once again is going to be, I would argue, the most important state when it comes to the electoral politics of 2024. Not just at the federal level, but at the state level. Can you talk a little bit about like what your priorities are with this new position as the NCGOP chairman? We all know that obviously Michael Whatley's been elevated up to the RNC in D.C. with Lara Trump, who we had on yesterday. But talk a little bit about your priorities in the battle for North Carolina straight ahead.
I appreciate that, Brent. As you look at North Carolina, we are really going to be at the center of the political storm on all fronts, whether it's on the national front with the presidential election, where President Trump, this is a must state for him. In order to win the presidency, North Carolina has to be in the win column for him. And then you look at up and down the ballot, we have critical races from Mark Robinson in the governor's election, to our attorney generals, to our congressional races, especially our conservative judges, continuing to make sure on that front we are successful and being able to move forward the policies enacted by the supermajorities of the legislature and the policies that have really benefited all of North Carolinians with low taxes and high growth opportunities in our jobs and economy. So we are having a major task before us to take care of the operational side of elections, making sure, again, we have our resources ready and deployed to get out the vote and protect the ballot this November for what's going to end up being the most critical races up and down the ballot.
As you look at this, you've inherited some really great realities on the ground, right, including gains there in Raleigh. You've got people who are out there ready and willing and able to fight. One of the races I think that's going to be very interesting also is obviously the fact that we have seen Ms. Cotham getting targeted for that for elimination by the Democrats because she changed parties. But you certainly would want more and more people to kind of rethink things and come in on the Republican side. So how do you go about the recruitment of candidates and maybe flipping some seats and things like that?
Yeah, if you look at the message that the Republican Party is going to continue to put forward, it is a message that is resounding with families and especially all of North Carolinians. The messages that the Democrats continue to put forward are divisive, mm-hmm. and you especially look at what they've done to Tricia Cotham. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful individual who stepped forward and said, time out. The party that I had been a part of for most of my life has left me. They no longer stand for the principles that I hold true and cherish. And so whenever the Democrats have these individuals who step out of the line, quote unquote, they target them, they try and cancel them. And Tricia is a wonderful example for all of us of courage. And so we are appreciative of having her on our side of the aisle and look forward to defending her seat and making sure that we continue to send her to Raleigh and represent Charlotte so well and the priorities that the Republican Party will continue to put forward of low taxes, mm-hmm. especially in this economy where we see Inflation Joe just crushing families.
Yep.
The inflation that we are seeing is just devastating families' pocketbooks every month. And I know you've spoken about it extensively, and we look at that impact on families and their budgets where $900 a month, every month, is going just to inflationary costs. Price of groceries are up. Price of a tank of gas are up. And all of those downstream effects end up impacting families every month. And so the Republican message continuing to improve our jobs and economy and make it possible for families to excel is what will be that continuous message that we put forward this November.
So how do you go about going out there? And you sort of have a twin balancing act, right? You've got election integrity is always going to be an important issue. And then growing the base, right? How do you balance those two sort of not competing, but two very important issues that are in this race?
Sure. It's everybody has got their job to do. And so we have a fabulous team across our state, wonderful county parties, district parties, and the leadership within them. And they take that message out every day, reaching out to the voters, making sure that we're getting in touch with them. We have a wonderful cadre of volunteers across this state, thousands of them who are out there every day making sure to deliver the message that resonates with voters, a family first agenda, mm-hmm. focusing on our economy, but also the public safety. We see what is going on the southern border and the crisis thereof that's been created by Joe Biden and his policies that are so destructive, and the crime that has come forward in impacting our communities across our state, but also the fentanyl crisis and how it's devastating families. There is a message that our Republican Party has every day to take out and make sure that folks understand what the party stands for, where the Democrats continue to put forward a very divisive message that tears our party, our country apart. We have a winning message that is unifying people, that helps families, helps them put their children and their future first.
So there are people out there listening, new voters, people who are enthused, people who have been around for a while. How do they get in touch with you, and where can they get more information on your objectives and helping you out?
Sure, thank you. If they go to nc.gop, they'll be able to get engaged, making sure that they understand the priorities of the Republican Party, but more importantly, how to get involved. We need everybody's assistance this fall to making sure that we can deliver that winning message across the state.
Jason Simmons, new North Carolina GOP chairman. It's great to have you here, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you as we move down the road. And once again, congratulations and our best wishes to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir, and look forward to many more conversations.
You can count on it. Absolutely. That's Jason Simmons, ladies and gentlemen.